I'm Jaron Cohen with the Daily News Podcast for June 8th, 2026. A judge has issued a warrant to arrest former Governor Matt Bevin and sentenced him to 60 days in jail. Satchel Walton has more on the newest development in the former governor's divorce and child support case.
For over a year, Jefferson County Family Court has been attempting to calculate how much Matt Bevin might have to pay in child support. He was ordered to turn over a long list of financial documents by Friday at noon, or else spend 2 months in jail. Minutes before the deadline, Bevin's attorney provided some of those documents and asked the judge for a 10-day extension to provide the rest. But the judge rejected the motion, writing that Bevin, quote, holds the keys to his own jail cell. Bevin's estranged son, Jonah, is seeking child support for the time he spent in a notorious facility in Jamaica. Matt Bevin and his ex-wife sent Jonah there when he was 17, where he says he was beaten every day. I'm Satchel Walton in Louisville.
Former Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins appeared in court Friday in a pretrial hearing for his murder case. He's charged with the murder of Letcher County Judge Kevin Mullins. Steins was caught on video shooting and killing Mullins in his chambers in 2024. His lawyers are pursuing an insanity defense, arguing he lacked the capacity to intend to shoot Mullins. The hearing involved whether a change of venue for the trial is necessary. Steins' defense argued the trial should stay in Letcher County, where he's comfortable and close to family. The prosecution argued it would be more difficult to find impartial jurors locally for such a high-profile case. Letcher County Attorney Jamie Hatton spoke as a witness during the hearing.
You would almost have to have 20,000 jurors in there to try to find 14.
Judge Christopher Corin indicated he'd grant the change in venue because of the amount of media coverage and local interest in the case. He'll file a written finding at a later date with his final decision. Kentucky Power is one of the recipients of $500 million in federal funding to extend the lives of coal plants. Curtis Tate has more.
Kentucky Power and Wheeling Power will receive $51 million to build a new cooling tower at the Mitchell plant in West Virginia they jointly own. The project will cost both companies a total of $191 million. Kentucky Power spokeswoman Sarah Lynch says the federal funding will help reduce the amount that will be recovered from electricity customers subject to approval by state regulators. Seth Feaster, an energy analyst with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, says Mitchell is an old plant and has a hard time competing.
You're not getting a new coal plant. You're not getting a cheaper coal plant out of it.
The Trump administration has taken multiple steps to boost coal generation. However, it has struggled for more than a decade to compete with natural gas and, more recently, renewables. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
The nonprofit Housing Development Alliance Incorporated celebrated the first phase of homes in a Knott County high ground community on Friday. The alliance built 17 homes as part of a 200-home effort in Chestnut Ridge. The land was donated by a coal company. Mindy Miller is the director of development and communications for the Alliance. She says efforts like this one to build homes have encouraged people to come back to Appalachia communities.
There's a lot of potential for growth because of the high ground communities. I think you're going to see more economic development in and around them. But we do hope to see more land come to us that you can call high ground.
Three other nonprofits have also been building homes in the Chestnut Ridge community. The University of Kentucky Press announced a book by Sonia Leah has received a 2026 Kentucky History Award from the Kentucky Historical Society. Leah's book, American Bloodlines, Reckoning with Lynch Culture, explores lynching in the United States and her family's connection to the last public execution in the state. It occurred in Owensboro, Kentucky. Leah looks at how history, science, and memory shape the present. The book won in the University Press Publications category. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.